The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If there are not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now that reading from the Gospel of John you've just been listening to is a favorite gospel for funerals. But there's also another side to the gospel, and it tells us something that we often get wrong, and it is this, that Jesus said more than once, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And I think from early on, most Catholics, anyhow, believe that Jesus came to die on the cross to save us. That's not really why Jesus came. Jesus came to tell us how to live. "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Now, let's look at that in more detail. What kind of a life did Jesus lead? A very simple kind of life. Was Jesus, if we really believe, and we do believe, that he was the Son of God, and was God? How come that Jesus had to go through all the things that we go through? Because he was showing us the way. So Jesus went through suffering, pain, disappointment, rejection, hurt, being let down by those he trusted in more than once. Now, can we identify with that? And the answer is sure, yes. Because I'm human, I go through suffering, I go through disappointment. We all do. And we keep on saying, but most people don't really believe it, that suffering is part of being human. And so when we go through difficult times in our life, or through very sad occasions, why do we get so annoyed with God, or so angry, or begin looking at, what have I done wrong? What have I done to deserve this? When God, the Son of God, went through the same thing, for the simple reason that Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." If you're going to live your life to the full, which hopefully we all want to do, because life is the greatest gift we have, then we too, just like Jesus, will go through good times and bad times. But like Jesus, he saw, because he was connected to God, saw everything as part of God's beautiful plan. And when we too see everything that happens to us in life, good, bad, or indifferent, as part of God's plan, God's beautiful plan for us, then that, what does that do with the suffering? It transforms it into something beautiful. And so Jesus, by ultimately being crucified and dying on the cross for love. Bottom line, love that transformed everything he did into something beautiful for God. And that really is, gives us a simple, I think, insight into Jesus saying,